white paper with the intention of remuneration. So the point we are raising here is that for us to look at the issue of labor broking is informed by the current practices that are taking place, of which they are not even regulated in any labor legislation. The labor brokers themselves, they are not regulated in any of the labor legislations. So then the best practice therefore is, while these labor brokers do exist, even if they are not regulated, it's important for this committee now to have that study within the country. Because we may talk here, Madam Chairperson, from different experiences. I will talk from my experience from the labor movement, okay? How one used to deal with labor brokers, what is it that were challenges in the process. But I think the issue of looking within the country, if then in the process, remember, we are talking of a second term from now up until March next year, which will be the end of the financial year, as we had a budget debate. So if then, out of what we'll get in the process, on the basis of what we're proposing now, that we need further business in other countries, and then our view is that let's cross the bridge when we get there. But for now, it's a way of how do we take that and the work of the committee, given the time constraints that we have. We are in the end of June. March is like tomorrow. So we are then saying, let's look now, and then if in the process there may be, out of what we get, there will be a need of exploring in other countries. I think let's look at that approach there. But for now, adopt this program with the way that we're proposing. We are not imposing. We are listening to what you are saying, but then when we look at it, it's something of a long-term nature of what you are raising. But what is key for us is, let's get from the current stakeholders now, for now, and then in the process, whatever we get from them, then we may sit down now as the committee and say, given this formation we have, what is it that we can do further? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Ole.
Comrade Ole. I hear what my colleague is saying. I think that I have no problem with us starting to discuss in South Africa and meet stakeholders in South Africa and negotiate and listen to what they have got to say, both the organized business and labor, and perhaps even some disorganized, because there's some people floating out there that are not anywhere, you know, and we don't know what they're up to, and I would like to actually drill them and find out what exactly they are up to. I think part of our problem is the smaller labor workers who below the radar. We don't know what they're up to. They're down here somewhere doing things that nobody knows. I think they have a very big problem. But the point that I wanted to just put back on the table is often things have unintended consequences. You write a very good law, and it's a good, well-argued document that has, the Act has got stipulations for every conceivable thing, but it has an unintended consequence, something you didn't foresee. Maybe it becomes very expensive, or maybe there's a loophole and somebody gets away with it, or something. So the oversight visit, I think what it does is it looks at a concrete example and says, when they did this, what happened? Were there consequences? So I don't think we must stop the process here. I think we must get on with it, because we need to hear from the people on the ground in South Africa. What are they doing? What are they not doing? Where are people being exploited? Where are people not being exploited? I think we must get on with that. I'm not opposed to that at all. I just would not like to close the door and lock it, that we can't, you know, maybe in April, before we put the final draft of this Act or the amendments together, that we do go and have a look at a concrete example. When it was implemented, what happened? And I was, you know, I don't know who thought of Namibia, but what is it? But there could be other places, or another place. I just don't think that it's a bad idea to go and have a look before we sign the final amendment, to actually see what the consequences, because sometimes the consequences are unintended. You didn't intend for it to happen like that, but somebody found a loophole, or somebody found a way of escape, and there's unintended consequences. But I think you're right, let's get on with it in South Africa. I don't have a problem with that. I just don't want to lock that door, that we can't go in April or May or whenever. But do you have a timeline? Is there an urgency about this matter? Because if there's an urgency, then we need to put the oversight budget in this time table that you, the program that you put here. If there's not an urgency, well, then we can wait. We can see in April or May or June or whenever. But if it's urgent, then maybe we should put April possible oversight visit and leave the venue undecided so that it can happen. That's my suggestion.
Yeah, I think we have concluded this issue of labor preparing. We're not differing from each other. I understand what you're saying. We are not closing the door, but we think that we should start here and learn our, we know how serious this problem is in South Africa. I think Honorable Nyakemba raised an issue of who's an employer and who's an employee and what is a workplace. All those things are not clear as it is now. Of course, we do have definition. We do have definition of an employer. But we don't have a definition of an employee, a workplace, really. So, as soon as you understand that, I'm sure because we have this legal briefings on labor brokering. I'm sure before we can go think of going to other countries, let's understand our own issues. So we can decide to put it later, maybe in the second financial term. It may be possible that after we had these briefings, we might not even decide to go abroad. The time will tell. But we are not locking the door. I think we are all agreeing that let's start in South Africa. And I think we should, because it's an essential issue that we must deal with, but we must do it thoroughly so that the product that we'll be producing is a product that will be good for everybody. It's a product that involves a number of people, that number of stakeholders that are affected in South Africa. Going abroad also is we are going abroad to study what other people, the experiences of other people. Experiences of other people does not necessarily mean that all the time we have to apply in South Africa, because you may find that our conditions are different. You don't have to dogmatically apply what is done in South Africa. So that is why it is important that we must learn and understand our own dynamics on this issue of labor broking, and then we decide if we want to go out. So I think we are on the same level. We understand, not really disagreeing with each other on the issue. The program goes on. So can we comment on the program in general?
Thank you. Another
comrade. That's another comrade. I see we're going to have oversight visit to the compensation fund offices. But will there be, can I suggest that if we look at the ASC program, that we put a point there somewhere to discuss the compensation fund? I have a person who's from civil society who's asked if they can come in and spend 10 minutes and give suggestions for improvement in the compensation fund. And I would have liked to, I was going to write a formal letter, but, you know, we're getting a better relationship, obviously, over time. But I would like to invite them to speak to us. So I wondered if we are going to this oversight visit of compensation fund, can we perhaps also have a meeting where we discuss it, or where we have a briefing, or we invite a stakeholder who's a civil society stakeholder to brief us, just for we're going to go and look at the sites of this, but what about also getting a briefing from them after, you know, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, it's nearly 5 months later on progress? Did they make progress since they spoke to us during the budget debate?
So
I'm suggesting we just have one meeting ourselves with an update on the compensation fund progress. What has happened? And at that point, if I could invite one guest to just give us a 10-minute overview of their experiences with the compensation fund. So I'm asking for a meeting of the committee at some point. I don't mind where you do it, but we're going to go in November anyway to do oversight of the compensation fund. Do we do that also in November, or do you want to move it to October, or I don't know? I mean, we've all agreed that there is problems with the compensation fund,
yes.
So it's not like we're talking out of the cupboard.
Okay, let's put that aside. Because I want to hear how are we going to deal with other issues. Maybe once we get to the end of the program, we can then decide to rearrange the program. Maybe we'll have a small group from the cells, and maybe one person or two, both of you and some people, then rearrange this final program. So I think let's hear, because so far we are not disagreeing with each other. It's just that I wouldn't want to call somebody outside before we have a workshop of the committee, where we will get all other experts who will be helping us in this thing. So that by the time we get a person from outside, different from the community, we have ourselves have time to understand. Because you see, once we call people from outside the community, and members have not yet gone through the details of each entity, you might be confused. So I don't disagree. That's what I'm saying. Let's wait. Let's rearrange this program. But I will only accept people from outside after we have gone to a workshop as a committee ourselves. We may also find that after that committee, after that workshop, We have enough. We don't need more people to come out. But we have a workshop where the issues will be discussed, and we have experts from outside in the community. So it is in the program of the committee.
I think the part of the motivation on this program has been made by Comrade Eric in relation to the labor broking and the legal studies briefing on labor broking in South Africa. Hence this program is coming from our side as part ANC. I think we need to make a brief presentation so that to cover it all, so that when we're talking to it, more of motivation that should be done, and we start discussing. That is my suggestion, that a country just go through to it, like starting in July, skipping what has been motivated up until it's concluded, and we discuss so that if we agree that we need to adopt it, we adopt it as a program that we will work on it as the committee. Thank you.
In the end, let's not go to Namibia, but in other oversight.
I think the whole program entities will give more information as to exactly what is it going to oversight. Even if it's laboratory, exactly what you want to have a laboratory. Even if it's not a laboratory, but I think we really inform our students of all this type of participation to have more information as to exactly what is it going to need to do oversight for. So we will agree that laboratory is the agenda that is present.
I don't get you. Because I thought that we will finish this subject of
honorable
colleagues. I think because it's under now we have passed that part in Namibia. I think we've dealt with that. Let's deal with this legal thing. Because he has come up with something that with an issue of us having to call somebody from outside to brief us on compensation. So I think if you have a plan in this program of the ANC where you'll be having people that will be making presentations on these things, I think that's what we should talk about it. You see, so that if in that legal briefing or labor brokering, or if we need to bring in other people that have to give us the briefing on certain issues, I think let's talk on this program. Yes.
I think that
the
thing, it's important for us to have representation inside, before we invite the others outside. I thought that was close.
Okay.
I was just making a comment generally on the whole issue of the program. Because I was not identifying a specific issue, but I think, augmenting one another. That's why we say at the end of all this participation, we have a clear idea as to what is it going to oversight. But that's what I thought is closed. It's understandable that the folks are outside, but in-house. I thought maybe it's closed, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I want to make a quick suggestion that we take up your suggestion and that we do this month by month. We just go for the last tick, 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 August, tick, 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 and then we get to the bottom and finish. I think that was a very good one.
On the programmatic
issue.
Okay. I was just saying the whole, programmatic issue, it takes us back to the first one. It informs the first one. And as to say, what is it going to do to be oversight? Remember all these years that it's an urgent matter to be oversight on the labor booking. And say, even if it's urgent, but the booking itself will give us more information as to why comes first, what is urgent, and if it's a labor booking. Exactly what you can just say overtaking that issue, that's a specific issue that you want to oversight. So I was just coming to comment generally on the program. I was already going one by one. But in that one of the in-house people outside, I think it's unacceptable and the other is really unacceptable.
Okay. Honorable Nyakemba.
Thanks, sir. I think one took it as if it's like on the other matters that was in this proposed program. My honorable comrade doesn't have any problem except with the issues that he raised. But my understanding now from what you're saying is that maybe a brief from our part as people were sponsored this draft program, not because we were talking to the one that was given to all of us. And then when we sat down in the party, we then said, what is it that we need to do, when and how, and how do we do all those? I think briefly, Chair, because we don't have time. As the committee, not only for this meeting today, but up until the financial year ends, which is March next year in 2010. So, but if you look at the proposed program in July, this is what we're suggesting that we need to do as a matter of Egypt. We understand the role of the CITAS, but then we have then said, no, there's one CITAS that we need to target and call it on the 7th of July. Which is the Construction Education and Training Authority. The reason being that all public entities are supposed to submit their annual financial statements to the Auditor General by the end of August each year. And we have learned, because these things are being publicized, to which CETA has submitted, which CETA has not submitted, in the newspapers mostly. And then we've established that this CETA in the construction has not. For 2007 and 2008, they have not. Then obviously it will be a problem. It will also be difficult if then we cannot call them and find out what are the reasons, because they have to submit again by the end of August this year, as per the MFA. That's one area. That's why we then thought that it is important for us as a committee to call them on the 7th. And then between the 6th and the 10th, we know there will be a recession from the 13th. But we are working for it.
The recession has already started.
So we are then saying, because the within the industries which we have to look at, fishery is one of the industries that we can visit. And in particular, this industry is most existing in the Western Cape Town in particular. It's important because we take it from the strike, which is almost running to a year now, a strike that took place in the Eastern Cape in September 2008, which is still continuing, is in the same in the same industry, the fishing industry. So it's not a surprise visit. It's not a surprise that we're going to write a letter to them. The surprise visit, we identified them, we just decided the committee which date and time is around here in Cape Town, we just go there, in order for us to feel how are those workers in that industry. And then, of course, the 3 days mine visit that is informed by the accidents, in particular in the mine, and what recently happened in business in 3 states. Where workers were not employed by that company, but they got injured, and most of them have been dead. Now, what are the causes of this thing? So that's why then in July we identified those 3 areas that we need to look at them as a matter of interest.
Just
let me
take 3 days, and we don't know which 3 days.
Yes. I think the 3 days have not yet been identified. The ANC, you know, we are a democratic organization, so we want all of us to decide on which days. But also, I think these visits, we don't want to put those days and the dates on the paper, because our visits should be unannounced. We should just take them by surprise, because if we tell them that we're coming, you know what the industry does. So we're not going to tell them. So, but we can, we're not going to put it in the program. We can decide on which days so that we make arrangements but it's not going to be on this because this is going to be public in any case. So I think that's that. Up to the 10th oversight visit with NT. And the 3 days in March. Yes. You know, we have a shortage. This is a very short term. We have just opened Parliament, but we have a number of things to do. So we thought that we must push. That's why we're going to steal from our constituency days and use it to fast track the work that we have to do as a department, as Parliament. So we're planning this next week. That's why we're saying it. Before we go to research, it has to be in the Western Cape because it will be easier in terms of finances and many other things to be here. So then we'll sit down and agree on this date, but the committee section is going to help us because we have to apply. Maybe the day that will be out of Parliament, a day or two, because if it's in other, you know, Western Cape is wide and huge. But we'll get into that. Let's not worry. It's for all. It's for us. It's for us, not any other bodies here as to when.
Chairperson, thank you once again. I cannot agree more with what the Honourable Member mentioned here earlier, because you know, yesterday I had an opportunity in my constituency. I spoke to one of the consultants, in particular regarding these incidences that are taking place in the mine. And that went unreported in many instances. And that's why when he mentioned that, I thought for myself, you know, this is exactly the thing that people are very much concerned about outside of Parliament. And we sitting here, they are looking and seeing whether we are going to address these matters, you know. So I concur 100%. This is extremely important. Because, you know, when this guy spoke to me, he said to me, you know what, for the ordinary man on the street, it looks as if these things, they go unnoticed. And in particular, Parliament is not voicing an opinion regarding these things. But he just said to me, amongst other things, please just slip it in as an issue during your discussion. And when we get there, we will cross that bridge when we get there. There's quite a number of issues that came out of the discussion that will be very much beneficial to us as a committee that we can look at as the time unfolds. Just a comment.
Thank you. So we agree about the activities of July.
The visit to
Yes.
3 days, but sort of more than 11, because it's in last of them. Can we just hear when you were thinking of, or when the angel was thinking of having one of them?
You mean in terms of
days? Yes, because our constituency, I mean, I'm not sure if it's because it's inviting or tell anybody, but just for our constituency, we're going to happen in July. You know, we've got by-elections and other things happening at our constituency that we have to attend to, and I'm just wondering if we have an idea of when we want to go. We won't put it down anyway, so that nobody knows, but just for our sake, we plan our own travelling.
Thanks, Chair. We thought that we were going to actually steal 3 days from our constituency period, which is from that end up until the 31st of July. So we thought of the three last days in July, meaning the 29th, 30th, and 31st. But after we all agree that it should be those 3 days.
Well, I would prefer that to the beginning, because the beginning, I'm so, you know, we couldn't have emailed that one and all sorts of things we tried to fix, so it would be better.
Yeah, the last 3 days of the month.
Okay. I think we have agreed to look at that. I don't think it's a major problem. After the meeting, we can yourself or Mr. Nyegemba and Tikelezi then sit with them and just identify, look at the the calendar and the date, the recess, when do we start and when do we end, so that you look at your program as well, your party program, they look at their program, we identify the dates, so that those dates then can be, I'm sure the committee secretary will be part of you, so that we know which date. So we don't have to finish it now as to which day, conclude about the date, but it can be done today before the end of the business day. We'll have to find time, because we will be judged by our actions. We won't say to the public, no, we could not make up our program. They are going to demand our program.
Can we meet that
off? Yeah, it's fine. But I'm happy about the fact that we all agree on this program and the visits that are going to, these announced visits. Honorable Law, tell the people outside that we are going to act. Those people who are responsible, the inspectors of the Department of Labor, they are going to do their work. They are not going to be reactive as it has been the case. But if we are sleeping, we are not doing what we're supposed to be doing, and doing the oversight in the manner in which we are expected to, they're going to sleep. But if they see that we, as the committee, we are on our toes in doing oversight on them, they're going to run. Because what you want to stop, the number of, want to stop these accidents. Of course, you can't stop them completely. But at least there should be a notice or something, an alarm from the Department of Labor to say, in that mine, in that fishery, in that corner, this is what is happening, you know. But as it is, what we do is when people die, then we all run, you see. So that's not what we want to happen. If we are not then doing that, we will be judged. It will be then showing that we have not done our work. So we won't have much more time here. We'll have much more time outside and checking. And that's the only way that will shape the Department of Labor. If we don't have a knowledge, we listen to them when they come and give us these glossy presentations and sit here, then we won't succeed. We must go there, where the people are. That's the responsibility of the Department of Labor, to see that the workers are safe where they are. We can talk about jobs that we talk about, even the ANC manifesto, it talks about job creation, but it also talks about decent jobs. And decent jobs include the safety of workers. So we will do that. That's the mandate of the people.
Thank you. I think we are in agreement that we have looked at the program for July. And we are going to August now. And then just a briefing on in the program of July, we looked at the bringing in public works to brief us on the 500,000 jobs that are to be created. And as a committee, ours is the interest of looking at when these jobs are created, work conditions have to be safe, it has to be decent jobs, and we need to make sure that our laws, our labor laws are applied, meaning the basic conditions of employment act and so on. So we, in August, we it's in our program that we will bring in the representation from public works to actually give us a framework for the 500,000 jobs that are to be created, and also the legal study on labor brokering for August.
Honorable, any comment on August?
We're going to do the labor brokering thing as well, but one of the things that was to I asked for in the previous committee was put here into the other draft, the one that was done by, I don't know who the secretary or somebody, know, the removal of the speakers, Nedlac products with the SA and the bomb and all that. Could we still have a briefing at some point on that?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a long one. It can be just part of another meeting where we're already having a meeting. Just to update us, when do these departments get moved? Is it in this financial year, is it in the next one? And then, so we know, a lot of know exactly how that works.
Thanks, Chair. I think the reason we actually we were not keen to bring in the briefing on the removal of this of these sections from our department is that up until now we don't have a concrete documentation, something that is on document to say when are they going to be moved or how are they going to be moved. It's just that we know that the Department of Labor has mechanisms that are in place to say if these entities are moving away, this will be the procedure of handing over. But up until now, it's still not documented. So we are still owning them. We believe that they still belong to us up until the period where we are told that these entities are going to be taken out of the Labor Department.
Now
my colleague will speak for himself, but I'm okay with the program, except that in other words, September I'm fine with, October I'm fine with, and November I'm fine with, and September I'm very fine with. But my only question for those 4 months is the one that you mentioned earlier about a workshop for the compensation fund. I mean, I think you can hear from me, it's the one I'm very worried about, because it's dysfunctional. I mean, they admitted it. They didn't make a secret of it. They said to us, this compensation fund is not working well, and we've got problems. And I would like to have further either a workshop or a briefing or a business, or whatever you want to do. But if we can just pick it a month and put it in, then I'll be happy, and then I won't have any of other comments.
I would suggest that you know, as a committee and you chairperson would be that during the month of November, before we actually begin with this oversight visits on these compensation funds offices, we bring in the Department of Labor to tell us of the challenges and the problems that they are experiencing with the compensation fund offices, to give us a step-by-step report to say, and to bring us into the picture to say, here are they, they are at this point in their frustrations with this office, because we know it's an open thing, there are problems in the compensation fund. So that when we actually are going to go and do the oversight visit, we know which are the targets that we should actually be targeting within the offices. We know that this would be what we request. And then from there, if need be, that we bring in the management of the compensation fund to come and account to this committee on their turnaround strategy.
So in November we will have a briefing before we go.
Yes.
Is that what we say?
Yeah.
So if we can add that in, then I will be happy. We have a briefing first.
First, before we add.
And
I do agree what Honourable Member just said, that the briefing from the department first, and then we have a surprise visit to the compensation fund. And then the report from the compensation fund is after the surprise visit. Maybe they will not tell us everything. We go and visit, get the necessary experience, and then we go and then call them in, because we have noticed what problems there are, and then we will call in the management of the compensation fund.
Okay.
agree. I think that we all agree on this program because the concerns that you had are going to be accommodated in the program. But now, going back to the construction sector, we know that this architecture that we sit on the whole board of that construction sector to come to Parliament as soon as it is possible. The date there is 7, but then we'll have to work with the committee section and get that date right for any other date, but before we go to recess. Oh, okay. So I'm told we have approval, so it must be 7. We'll make the necessary arrangements and inform them so that they are here on the 7th. And I will also ask the committee session to help everybody with information in relation to the data. Just speak to our researcher. Cindy, yes. I see. Sorry. So you must give us all the information that you can give us in this, starting from today, work on this thing. Today is when is the 7th? By Friday you must all have the information that you need to have about that specific feature and the problems surrounding this accounting the annual report that they did not bring. Does everybody have your numbers, Cindy? You can all the members, Honorable Low and Ellis, we have it. Cindy's cell number. Give them Cindy, please.
Okay.
Your contact numbers, the contact details.
Okay, I will give to the secretary.
Okay, good.
I think then we are done. I think before we close, we reminded by the Secretary that we have there are 2 sets of minutes in front of you that you should adopt. Look at them and adopt or comment. I agree. I said very good things. anything from yourself?
Yes, just a comment in passing, Chairperson. I don't know if it's part of the protocol, but I don't see them mentioning anything yet. I don't see them mentioning anything here about what the opposition party has mentioned, or what
yes.
Serving
yes.
here,
yes.
And which I think is important because on that particular day, that was the day that we basically had cemented our working relationship together. And in particular, where I actually we congratulated you as the opposition party as our chair. I think it's important that people must see these things. It's not just a matter as an opposition party that we will always be in disagreement. There are a number of issues that we agree on, based on principle and stuff like that, But I think that's important to be noted.
So then it's going to be amended, and then the minute of the 17th, any comment on the minute of the 17th? Okay, no, I think it's on the second.
Okay. I don't know, you know, I was called a bit, in fact, I was appointed a bit late, but as far as I remember, I think I was present on the 17th. I was. Makubela Mashele, Makubela Mashele, and for the first time when we called Ned Letton. Yes, I was.
Okay. Any other comments?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, what I'm going to say, I want it to be taken in a very good light. I don't see that point being mentioned here about, you know, us getting documents a bit late or at the ease of the event. Because I think that is also something that is important just to mention here. And, well, in view of the fact that we just started, there was a lot of confusion, there was a lot of dear Makar, the weather results, but I just think for the purposes of the minutes, that must just be minuted on here, that it was a bit of a concern, and we will manage together that concern. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
For adoption and the secondment of the amendment to the Treaty National Name for Patrick. But when a member says something and specifies the name of the member, maybe he or she says something unpleasant to other people. Maybe I was not there that meeting now, look through the minutes and say, who said this about me, said this about me. We must write in a manner that shows the collective decision of the community. When someone says something, we claim ownership of a particular point or whatever the member.
I think it's I agree with that. Yeah. But it's important to put all the comments that the law is forward, also to mention that the report was adopted by all.
Sorry, just waited for the minutes to be completed. The old discussion. Chairperson, I'm trying to save my own papers in the office. So I'm asking here again, before the end of this term, can the researcher give us all the necessary legislation and laws regarding that relates to this committee before the end of this term, so that we can save the office papers and stuff, so that we can have all the legislation?
Thank you, Comrade Verma.
I want to then thank everybody for coming early, and I apologize for my lateness. It's not an excuse. I've been in this parliament before all this stuff, many of you were here. It's very, very important that you look. It's not an excuse. But yeah, I've made it a point that on the 7th, because we're meeting on the 7th with the board of the contraption, that's the next system, that is on the 7th. So don't show us. Once more, I thank you and declare the meeting.
Declare the meeting. So
Okay.